What I want to say to conclude what we have been saying, I'm reading from, okay, Romans chapter 9. Let's pick the thought from there and continue where we stopped for the past, we've been taking up for the past 3 weeks or so. Romans chapter 9, there's something very deep Apostle Paul is saying here. Verse 6, verse 7, and verse 8. Romans chapter 8, chapter 9. He said, not as though the word of God has taken none effect. Church, let me explain that statement. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect. This word of God that's taken none effect. What is the word of God we are referring to? Praise the Lord. The word of God has taken none effect. Is talking about here the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation. Apostle Paul stood and looked at people who are supposed to be God's promised seed of Abraham, Jews, Israel. Salvation was offered unto them and they turned it down. How? By their attitude towards the gospel. Church, the same thing is applied to Christianity today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe, and supposedly there are people that are supposed to be believers, carrying Bible, going to church, and yet they do everything contrary to what is written in that Bible. Not as though this word of God, the Bible, has taken none effect. It's not so. Yet this Bible still has effect. This Bible has effect. Amen. But when you look at people who are going to church, it will look as if this Bible has no effect, because occultic people are standing at the altar and preaching. One hand, Bible. Another hand, occult. So I want you to understand that statement. Let's go back now, verse 6, so that you flow with me now. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Underline it in your Bible. I am prophesying. They are not all Israel which are of Israel. They are not all Christians who are Christians. They are not all of Christ who are Christians. I think that's a better statement. They are not all of Jesus Christ who call themselves Christians. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me finish that verse. Verse 7. He said, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children? But what is the word? In Isaac shall thy seed be called. But Abraham had, was it only Isaac he had as a son? He had Ishmael. He had Isaac. He had also the other children of Keturah. Genesis 25 says so. Praise the Lord. All of them, Abraham blessings Haman. But God knows who the promise is for. Oh, I want somebody to understand the mystery of salvation. Understand the mystery of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, verse 8. Hey, These are not the children of God. Are you reading with me? Verse 8. He said that is, they which are the children of the flesh, carnality. How can a true seed of God, a child of God, because somebody tells you what you are doing is wrong, you go to kill him? You plan to kill him. How can you say you are worshiping God and you are saying another person should not worship God except they come under you? Man of God, listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, man of God, Brother Ken, listen to me. Are you from the same source with others? Amen. I cannot talk too much because I have very few minutes. Listen, church. Listen. Salvation is deep, 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 deep. Very, very deep. Very, very deep. They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. They are not the children of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, idol worshippers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7 and verse 8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers. Everybody shout murderers. Shout murderers. And murderers. And whoremongers. That's prostitutes. Those sleeping with people they have not married. Man or woman. You are a whoremonger. Abominable. Lesbianism is abomination. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's abomination. For a Christian to go to a Babalao is abomination. It's abomination. For a Christian woman to wear trousers is abomination. For a Christian woman to paint her body in any form is abomination. Tattoo on your body is abomination. The Bible says so. If you put mark on your skin, it's abomination. The Bible says so. And murderers, there are two groups of murder. The one that will kill you and they put you inside grave and write obituary is called murder. But also, there is another murder. Somebody murdering and assassinating your character is a murderer. When you go behind anybody and assassinate the person's character, you are a murderer. You are killing somebody's image. You are a murderer. So murderers, abominable and murderers and whoremongers. This whoremonger, this one where they talk, all this, see, verse 8 is not talking of unbelievers outside though. It's talking about those who are sitting down in the church. There is no part of this Bible that is written to unbelievers. When he says murderers, he's talking about people who are supposed to be Christians and they are still murderers. They are whoremongers. You sleep with a man that is not your husband, a woman that is not your wife. You are a whore, You are a whore. And that is the commonest sin in Christianity. Amen. And let me tell you something, church. Not all that are Christians that are of Christ. How do you know them? You don't know how you know them. You don't know? By their fruits. The first fruit of a believer is fear of God. When you see a man hold Bible and is known to be a minister, is known to be an evangelist, a prophet, a pastor, he is known to be a Christian because she does not put on earring, she does not wear trouser, her skirt, they sweep ground. And yet, with the Bible in your hand, everybody knows you to be a Christian. And yet, you fornicate. Because the sin of fornication is done secretly. No man seeth you. Only the two of you that commit it. So, it is common in the church. Common. And do you know, hallelujah, in the first church age, liar stood at the altar. And Ananias and Sapphira, they were true seed of God. They were true seed. They were true seed of God. They lied. What happened to them? Eh? But what is happening? Now, fornicators, liars, they are standing behind the pulpit even with extra anointing. Lying and nothing is happening to them. It is not every Christian that is of Christ. That is the evidence. I will get there later. There's a scripture I will get us to understand. I pray we get there today and close. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whoremongers and sorcerers. Who is a sorcerer? Who hold Bible one hand. And then you belong to a cult and still call yourself a Christian. Idolaters and all liars, where will they have their part? In the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Every one of these category, they can never inherit the kingdom. Where are they going to? Fire, hell fire. With Bible in their hands. With Bible in their hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 1 Peter. Chapter 3. Because there's something Apostle Paul say here. Why is bright assembly different from other churches? So many other churches. What are we bragging about? This is the way Apostle Paul put it here. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? I read it again. Verse 13. And I want you to answer me who that person is. And who is he that will harm you, Chiwendu, that will harm you, brother assembly, if you be followers of that which is good? Who? But now he added something. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Verse 15 is my emphasis. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to give an answer to everyone. Sister, why are you not wearing a ring? Be ready to give an answer. Brother, why are you not charging people to pray for them like others are doing? Be ready to give an answer. Hallelujah. Brother Assembly, why are you people not having branches like other churches? Be ready to give an answer. Having a good conscience, verse 16, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Amen. So many people, they have heard of all manner of evil things concerning this church. But anytime they step in here, wow, their eyes will be open. They will discover those who told them they were liars. Be ready always to give an answer. Amen. Of the reason of your hope. What is the reason of your hope? The reason of your hope is in Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul. This is what he said when he was brought and tried before the governor Felix. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and having hope towards God, which they themselves also allow. What is the hope? That there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. There is a hope that we Christians have. There's going to be a rapture. Why are you not following these worldly people and all these carnal settings going on? There is a hope because we know there is a life beyond this life. Church, there is a life beyond this life. That is one. Secondly, we have the understanding of the true meaning of grace. Not too many people understand the meaning of grace. We have the understanding of the true meaning of grace. See, Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, what did he say? He said, add to your faith virtue. But add to your virtue what? Knowledge. See, don't just carry this Bible and start to go to church as a religious man. You will have problem with your Christianity. There is a revelation that you're supposed to anchor on. Knowing who Jesus Christ is and knowing who you are in him. It removes fear. It removes frustration. I'm telling you, that is the truth. See, knowledge, add knowledge. He told Peter, Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. Am I correct? Rightly, no, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is how Isaiah put it. Isaiah 28. He looked at Israel. And the same thing, looking at the church. And William Branham applied this scripture to the church. Another scripture he applied to this church, he called it broken system, spoken of by Jeremiah. A system, we are a cage of all evil things that gather inside there. He likened a cistern to the denominational system. Do you know what a cistern is? Know what a cistern is? When a construction site is going on, they always build one concrete where they pour water inside. The concrete, then they pour water inside. And that thing they construct is called a cistern. So they pour the water there, you know, the water cannot flow. And when they finish building, the water still remains there. After some time, what happened? Frog will jump inside. Mosquito larva will fool there. Worms will enter inside there. All manner of bo inside. It was Jeremiah that brought about that, and William Branham brought it to the denominational church. He called it a cage of every unclean bird. Occultic people are members of some churches. And 419, they are sponsors of ministries. Cocaine pushers, they are the pillars of some churches. Hallelujah. Offering that was rejected, Judah's offering was rejected by the elders on the temple. But that same offering is taken to the churches today. They are collecting them and building gigantic projects in the name of the Lord. All manner of things have entered the church. That's why he screamed, "Come out of her, my people, and not be partaker of her sins." Concerning Isaiah 28, he said, verse 8, "For all tables are full of vomit." The table there, a table is where food is served. Instead of fresh food to be served on a dining table, the songwriter says, "Jesus has a table spread. We are the saints of God." You know that song? "Command thine, the master calleth, command thine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time." Hallelujah. You will know that song. The table is referring to here. "He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine." But when you come to the dining table, he said, all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Now in the midst of this, the next verse, "Whom shall he teach knowledge?" Because you are supposed to add to your virtue knowledge. "And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Who are they? He said, "Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast." I have explained that verse 3 weeks ago. Get the tape and understand the depth of that verse. They are weaned from the breast. They are weaned. Those, the only people that will understand doctrine, that will understand anything, knowledge. He said they are those that are weaned from the breasts. Who is Jehovah? He is also Jehovah El Shaddai, the breasted one. Hallelujah. Jehovah is known as the breasted one. And he's manifested that attribute in creating a woman who will bring forth a child and nourish that child to have strength. He gave a woman two breasts, not one breast. Two breasts. Hallelujah. And the woman is supposed to have nourished that child from her breasts. Hey, I don't have time to dwell too much on that. I will come back, I will teach on that later. But just let it just hang on that. Because that verse is the end time message. too deep. Hallelujah. Two breaths. Only those that are weaned from the breast and the breast that he created. There are two breaths. You must nourish yourself spiritually from these two breaths to have spiritual nourishment. And the two breasts, they are right and left on a woman. They are Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Those who will come there, there is a milk from the world. If you suck from there, you will have strength. 3 weeks ago, I was telling you people, I said that God is telling the church, come back to the Bible. Come back to the Bible. The end time message. Why did he have to send to us the end time message? Why? Why did he have to send to us the end time message? What is the end time message? Come back to the breast milk. Come back to the breast milk. The same time he was doing that, Ministry of Health have been telling women, begging women, go back to the breast. Go back to the breast. Be baby friendly. Be baby friendly. Be baby friendly. Why? God did not ordain you to feed your child with cow and goat. God did not ordain you to feed your baby, raise your baby with none. SMA, gold, silver. God did not ordain it like that. Church, I am talking spiritual. Oh. I am talking spiritual things. Even man, they have been telling women, begging them. They even name some hospitals, baby-friendly hospitals. They give prizes to women. They say, the first 1 year or so, don't even give that child water, just milk. Why? All that baby needs is in that breast. All that you as a Christian we need in your journey from earth to glory is in the Bible. These two breasts, Old Testament and New Testament, is God's two breasts to feed us with strong food, food that will make, nourish you well. But we left this and began to make man-made food, man-made doctrines. People left the Bible and they are creating ideas to spread the gospel. What does it produce? It produces cisterns. A bed, a cage of every evil bird. Sinners no longer come to church and repent. They come to church and go back with more anointing to do evil. Nothing affecting their flesh. I mean their conscience. You see? Oh, our eyes of understanding. See, he, God, has opened it. Therefore, we have a hope. Because of a knowledge. I am sure I will be in the rapture. Not because I feel a vibration. No. You don't use gifts, vibration, sensation to determine who is a Christian or not. It's the response you give to this word. The response you give to this word. Okay. Let me read on. Which verse am I now? Verse 10. He said, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Can you see? You know, when the Spirit of God is talking, you know, amen. This prophet, Isaiah, is not the type of our gift of prophecy. Now he's shouting, hey, 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 hey. Then they're writing, hey, hey, hey. Not be that one, no. Hey, my people, oh, my people, Not be that kind of prophet. Be Isaiah. This prophet is pick up your pen and write. That's Isaiah. Hallelujah. His own prophecy, the angel will come. Pick up your pen and write. Now what do you hear? It is right. Precept upon precept. He write them. He repeat again. Precept upon precept. He write them. Line upon line. He write them. He repeat. Line upon line. He write them. Here a little. He write them. There a little. He write them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? He was using that prophecy to teach us. Hallelujah. Don't just carry one scripture and run off with it. Don't carry one verse and run off with it. Hey, take that one. Wait, there is something else that will balance it. There's another one that we hook it here. They will give it and make it, you know, sharper and sharper and clearer to give a perfect picture. If you pick anything in the Old Testament, you will see the picture in the New Testament. If you follow it properly, you will jam what you saw in the Old Testament in the New Testament. And that's what William Branham said. He said the Bible is like a binocular. Right eye and the left eye. He said, concerning every revelation, including the Godhead. He said, if you put that binocular and focus it very well, hallelujah, you will see one God. The same God in the Old Testament is the same God that appeared in the New Testament. That's why he said that if you put that binocular very well, he said you will discover that Jehovah God of the New Testament, Old Testament, is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. It's the same God. It's nothing like Trinity. Denominations still see Trinity because they are unable to focus very well. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why we say, if you study this Bible very well, you will notice that salvation is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Whether everybody as in the whole world or everybody that is going to church. And because you don't put line upon line, precept upon precept, like I've been saying for the past 3 weeks, we have scriptures that they run off with it. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you come? See, you are safe. You are safe. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So, have you baptized? Yes, you are saved. You are saved. Hallelujah. If you will confess with the mouth and believe in the heart, that's all. That's all. For with the mouth, confession, with the heart, you believe unto what? Unto salvation, and with confession unto righteousness. Abi? No. We believe in the heart unto righteousness, the mouth unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 says so. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he said, therefore, do you believe? Say after me, I believe. And from now on, I will not sin again. From now on. So that's all. You see, did you say it? You're born again. You're born again. You're born again. Nothing. You're not born again. No. You're not near born. Talk on less of again. See, those of us that have this understanding, it pains me to see somebody that genuinely wants to serve God and falls into wrong hands. Come to me, you come out. That you come out and kneel down does not make you born again. Nothing, you are not born again. Line upon line, there are other scriptures that follow that. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And the young ones will prophesy. The old ones will dream dreams. They will speak in tongue. Praise the Lord. Therefore, you are born again. You have received the Spirit. Because we receive the Spirit by faith. You see, we receive by faith. Hallelujah. I went to minister in my village some years ago, before this ministry started. Then one end-time message apostle came to that same church. I was sitting down there when he came and preached and said, "You want the Holy Ghost, come out." And they came out. Some people came out. Many of them. He led her, "Receive the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost." You see, we receive by faith. Now you have the Holy Ghost. It's by faith. You see, it's by faith. They went and sat down. They called me to come and close the service. Praise the Lord. I stood up. I said, "Church, you have not received the Holy Ghost. Nothing. All of you that came out here, go and pray for Holy Ghost. Oh, you have not received Holy Ghost. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, you receive Holy Ghost. Namigo tell you say you have received Holy Ghost. Namigo tell you say you receive. Woman Gebele. Where he carry for 9 months, he don't born. Now doctor go tell and say you don't born. Sister, you don't born, no? Then she go say, I don't born. Praise the Lord. Therefore, everybody speak in tongue. Since everybody spoke in tongue, every baptism is speaking tongue. Begin to speak. Anything that comes to your mouth, begin to speak. You see, you have it. You have it. You have it. You have it. Ha! You see, it sounds funny, but I am telling you, God bearing me witness. I weep inside of me when I see them. How can somebody who doesn't know about salvation teach somebody about salvation? How can a man that says he's a medical doctor, you don't know about the anatomy of a human being, you will carry and enter theater to do operation? What will happen to the patient? You will die. That's why they are all dead that are in those type of setting. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I told you the depth of scriptures. Like John 6, for those who know they come to church, not only today. Write it down, or go and get the tapes. Just go and get the tapes. A scripture that says that no man, no one can come to me. Jesus says so. Although he said, come, he said, no man can come to me except the Father draw you. The Father that sent him draw you in John chapter 6. Hallelujah. Read down from verse 37 to verse 45. Read it from verse 60 to 71. Whether when I like it or not, I must finish this message today. Because next Sunday, I want to teach you the secret of prosperity. So we must finish this one today. Praise the Lord. But I want somebody to catch the picture properly. Hallelujah. Please, go and get the tape. Let me jump some of these things. Go and get the tape, please. Go and get the tape. I told you that he, Christ, said nobody can come. Although he said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, come. Yet, the same, because it is line upon line. One line said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But another line again said, although I say come, you cannot come, except the Father will call me, draw you. Can you see now? Can you see now? Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little. There a little. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I tell you, who is Jesus Christ? Hey, he's the Son of God. Everybody will say, he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. But Jesus Christ say, he say, nobody can tell you who Jesus Christ is. Because in Luke chapter 10 verse 22, and even before he made that statement, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, from verse 26, 27, he said that no man Hallelujah. Knoweth who the Son is but the Father. Nobody knows who Jesus Christ is. Only the Father knows who he is. It's revelation. It's revelation. Praise the Lord. And in that same situation, he said, and nobody knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is but the Son. And before you can know who his Father is, he, Jesus, will have to reveal the Father to you. So you can see that unless God, he said in John chapter 3, he said, no man can receive anything except it be given to him from above. People think that they are referring to money and business. He's talking about revelation. Before he made that statement, John chapter 3, the disciples of John came to him and said, Master, that man when you baptized that time for River Jordan, plenty of people they follow him. He's baptizing there. And he answered, told them, he said, he that is from above is above all things. He that is earthly is earthy. But he that is from above is above all things. I will decrease that he might increase. Praise the Lord. And that's why he said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him. That is, you can never know any revelation until God gives it to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I said, and he said, and it's upon that he, God, will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why salvation is not for all. That is the topic of the sermon we have been taking for the past 3 weeks. I'm summarizing what we have been speaking for the past 3 weeks. Salvation is not for all. That is why he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. And yet, in Acts chapter 2, when he preached the gospel, in verse 47, he said, and he added to the church daily such as should be saved, because some should not be saved. Acts 13, when the gospel came to the Gentiles, in verse 48, he said, as many as we are ordained to eternal life, they believe the gospel that Apostle Paul preached. Those who are not ordained, they will never believe, because it will take the Father to make you understand what they were preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, those who were ordained to eternal life. And we saw scripturally, when we are those people who believed, when we are they ordained to eternal life? We saw, hallelujah, that they were ordained from the foundation of the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. God has saved us and called us with the holy calling when? Before the world began. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Spoke according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. He, God, has chosen us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In concerning the judgment of nation, Matthew 25, the goats one side, the sheep one side, and to the sheep he turned in verse 34. He said, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Concerning the sons of that woman that desired one to be on the right hand, one to be on the left hand. Hallelujah. He told that woman, it is not of him to give, but to sit on the left side or on the right hand in the kingdom. He said, it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. When did he prepare them? He prepared them from the foundation of the world. And then in Luke chapter 10 and verse 20, when they came back and they were rejoicing that in your name we are casting out devils, demons were subject to us. He said, but rejoice. Say, rejoice not that these spirits are subject to you, But rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. The joy of a Christian is not the testimonies that follow me when I pray. When I cast out devils, when I give you revelation, it comes to pass. That is not what gives me joy. My joy is that I am sure the reason of my hope. I am sure my name is written in heaven. And when was it written in heaven? Hallelujah. Revelation 17 verse 8 says it was written from the foundation of the world. Daniel chapter 12 said the same thing in verse 1 concerning the Jews. And we looked at it. What qualified you to be ordained? What qualified you to be ordained? Why did he ordain you and put your name in the book of life? For those hearing us for the first time, there is the book of life. There is a book of life. Church, there is a book of life with names written there. Church, listen. Every man, every woman that will be saved to go to heaven, God knew all of them before he started creating this world. That's where you start your thinking. If not, you will miss it. Any pastor hearing me now, sitting down here or watching me, listen. You need this to teach your people so that there will be nothing like I backslided. A Christian that backslids and goes back to drinking beer, he was never a Christian before. What will I go back to? Eh? Make I see person's eye for here. Eh? The way I see your eye. You don't drink before. Kankai. So I will go back to smoking Igbo. So I will go back to womanizing. Eh? When I hear that a Christian is in fornication, I'll just look. So, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So you are not yet saved from fornication. And yet you say you believe. You are not saved from gossip. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The salvation starts from salvation from sin. Power over sin, they are called overcomers. The first thing you overcome is the power of the prince of this world. The first thing you overcome, you'll be saved from. You say you're a Christian. Hallelujah. And everything unbelievers are doing, you are still doing and just adding Jesus' name on top. And at the slightest shake, you go back to where you come from. What did happen? A condition, pastor, you don't understand. I used to be on fire. I don't backslid. Now my third time where I come. Now the fourth time, now I come permanently. You never came before. You are not born again. Why? There is a revelation that comes or that is confirmed by an experience. A revelation that is confirmed by an experience, it gives you an anchor. The reason of your hope. Be ready to give an answer. Why you are different. They are surprised. Pastor Audu was surprised. He saw me, I preached, finished, give microphone to another man, a prophet, that is more anointed than me. And then he was prophesying. He said, hey, he has never seen any church like that before. He said, no man of God can do that. You see, an answer of the reason of your hope. I had an answer for him. Hallelujah. My eyes of revelation are open to know that my own position in Christ, nobody can take it. There is a revelation. No, it's a revelation. Brother, not too many people catch that revelation. Even in this church, when a new person is lifted up, the older ones see reaction. Where did I come from? If I don't take time, if I go bypass me, make I enter where we're to. It's not revelation, it's lack of revelation. I have a perfect revelation of the body of Christ. That's why I can't be jealous of you. And if you are jealous of me, you are wasting your time. It can never affect me. See, I have been prepared from the foundation of the world to occupy the position I occupy now. Solomon's temple was built. Who prepared the stones that he used to build the temple? His father David. Before Solomon was of age, the master plan of the temple was done by his father David. Every stone was prepared. It was waiting for the appointed time for every stone to take its position in that building. There was no schism. There was no chisel. No sound of hammer heard for 7 years of that building. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. Every part you play in the body of Christ has been designed from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, if that is not your position and you occupy there, the sound of chisel will be heard. The sound of hammer will be heard. How do I know? When it is time you say you're a minister and God told you that Bride Assembly is your church and it is time for us to go to camp, you will find an excuse not to go until they use hammer. Before you go and fit in, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. Those that God has ordained here, they will arrive at the camp before the rest of us. When you see yourself struggling to flow with the grace in this ministry, it is evident this is not your church. This is not your church. If you are struggling, come and let us fast. You cannot fast. You will sneak and go and fast and eat and run and come and pretend they drag along. Until they use a hammer, the temple of God. No chisel, no hammer, nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul says so, that there shall be no schism in the body. No jealousy. The hand cannot be jealous of the leg. Five-fold ministry, pastor should not be jealous of a prophet. And a prophet should not be jealous of a pastor. An evangelist should not be jealous of a prophet. Why? God has placed you where you are. You will stay there and that is where you are. See, if God did not place you here to be the pastor of this church, if you kick Pastor Moses out and you come and stay there and occupy his position, the church will scatter. And when God has finished with Pastor Moses from here, and he still decides saying a lie, this suffer where I suffer for the past 13 years, then I go stay here, make Pastor way Thomas walk, monkey walk, and a lie, oh, here I go die. You are already dead. Pastor Moses is already dead because he said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have for him. If you're a true child disciple of Jesus Christ, you are ready to move when he says you should move. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, some faces, they are hungry. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. And we continue next time. God bless you.